From Rajiv, subject, purpose of life, hi, comma. Hi. The purpose of life, it's a very grave question, and hi, saying hi, suggests frivolity. Saying hi suggests, H-I, suggests superficial show of friend. When you say hi to someone, I don't say hi to anyone, but when one says hi to another, it means that it suggests that you're being superficially friendly to them in a manner by which it's understood by both that you don't want to get very close to them, or you don't have any real concern about them. So it's a cliche question. Many must have asked you, what is the purpose of life? I wish more would ask. They ask so many superficial, what's the word? External, extraneous questions. It is only a means of ensuring the sustenance of the human race, doing some ordinary, some extraordinary, and all going back. How do I know what's best for me? Very good question. What's the purpose of life? Well, first of all, to answer that, you have to be a bit more serious than people who say hi. But first of all, we should consider, what is the nature of life? Life means a struggle for existence. Why? Why? Why struggle for existence? Some people say that life is simply a product of matter. Well, if it's a product of matter, then where does the urge come from to maintain this particular construct of matter that we call our body? Why should we be concerned to maintain it if we're simply chemicals? Then why do we bother? So this suggests that life is more than simply a product of matter, that we have the urge to maintain our life. It suggests that life is maintainable even beyond death. So if you want to know what the purpose of life is, we should inquire into the very nature of life. Without going into it deeply here, we can understand that life, the principle of life, is transcendent to that of matter, which means that of bodies. Life means jivan. The Sanskrit word is jivanam. So the jiv, the atma, is eternal. So the purpose of life is to understand our eternal position beyond the suffering of this material world. This material world is full of suffering. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Apart from the urge to survive, we have the urge or the inclination or the strong predilection to be happy. But in this material world, we find there is birth, old age, disease, and death, which are miserable. Why? Find out the answer to these questions. When the Pope was recently asked, the Pope, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, was asked, why is there suffering? He said, we cannot understand why. Which means he doesn't understand why. But actually there are answers to this. Of course that answer is better than the answer they used to give, which is because someone a long time ago ate an apple. That's a really useless reply to why there is suffering. So now they substituted the useless reply that everyone in this world is suffering because someone a long time ago ate an apple, with almost as useless reply that we cannot know why. We should know why. Purusha sukha dukhanam bhutritve hetu ruchyate. We are the cause of our own suffering by our actions. We cause our own so-called happiness and so-called distress in this world. So all these questions should be investigated deeply, not simply that, oh, hi, could you tell me the purpose of life? Yeah, just tell me in 20 seconds. I'm rushing off. Not like that. Find out from those who know. There are those who know clearly. Some people, well, most people, they don't really think what the purpose of life, but they seems that they have assumed that the purpose of life is simply to earn some money, live in a house, do what everyone else does, which means to, you know, have some children, watch the TV, and then grow old and die. Hare Krishna. This is not the purpose of life. This is a wasted life. Those who have examined these questions have given the answers. And particularly we find in Bhagavad Gita, as it is, what is the purpose of life? In short, it is to understand oneself as internal spiritual being, as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and surrender to Him, and go to the spiritual world to live happily there forever. For the answer to the purpose, the question, what is the purpose of life, if you're really serious to know what it is, I guess you must be at least somewhat serious to have sent this question in. Please read Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.